Is described as the best Penrith junior since Brad Fittler. He went on to win and captain Panthers side to a premiership in 2003. We thought we'd check in with Craig Gow and see how he views this upcoming game and indeed that game back in 2003. He's on the line. G'day, Craig.
Hey, Jimmy. How are things, buddy?
Yeah, really well, mate. Really well. Let's take you back there, mate. 2003. Am I right in saying that premiership and the motivation for it was born out of the ashes of that wooden spoon season a couple of years beforehand?
I don't know about that, but it was one of those years that everything clicked for us. We got certain players, Preston come in, and we had a nucleus of a good side, and then obviously we had the influx of young juniors come through, like Luke Lewis, Luke Rooney, Trent Waterhouse had a year beforehand, Swaney, Shane Rodney, you know, so... things aligned for us, and it just shows you get the right people together. You get them to buy into what the coach believes in, what the team believes in, and certainly it come out of nowhere for us, but we thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah, are there parallels then with this current side, with so many juniors that have played in the Penrith system, just like in 2003?
I think there's a you can sort of look at it that way, but you've seen over the last 3 years of what that team's done and how amazing and our effort has been, and certainly when you start to lose players and you have young guys coming through, and just shows you the club's in a great position, systems wise. Obviously everyone knows about the amount of success they've had this year with their teams, and
yeah.
That's going to have to continue on, because they're going to keep losing these high quality players, and the young guys are going to get the opportunity, and it's certainly up to them to take it with both hands. So, they've got a great opportunity on the weekend to bag another one, to go back to back, and that hasn't been done since I think Brisbane back in the 90s. So, certainly. A massive achievement, to let alone to get the 3 grand finals in a row, but to win 2 back-to-back, it's certainly going to put them down as one of the greatest teams in the modern era.
Absolutely. I want to ask you about two players in particular, the positions that you played, halfback and hooker. You played tests and origins, and so been there, done that. What do you like about Appy Korosau and what he adds to the team? What do you make of Nathan Cleary in the number 7?
Well, with Appy, it's just the way he can control the game from the ruck. The way that his deception around the middle is, it's just second to none. And, I thought they made a mistake, actually. Ivan made a mistake against Parramatta playing Mitch Kenny first up. But, at the end of the day, you put your best players out there. And it's going to be interesting to see what tactical they use against Parramatta. Are they going to go with, Mitch? He's obviously a strong defender around the middle and try and take the brunt of that first 20 minutes and then lead into Appy. But, classy player Appy is, and, you've seen by what he's done over a number of years, and certainly going to be a big loss come next year. And, with Nathan, there's no more accolades you can give Nathan, just the way that his game's evolved over the years. I thought his running game was going to be a bit scratchy because, he comes through a system, you've got to think that was all about structure, back in the day. That's how they learned. They learned how to be at certain points of the field, how to run block shapes, all that sort of stuff. But it just shows you how good he has become just by his running game. And, he's always been able to control the game way beyond his years. But, I think that's that level of class that he's got to obviously just to add another string to his bow, which he has done with ease. And, I just love watching him play because he's just got so much time on his hands. And you can see with all the good players, that's their biggest attribute. They see so many things in front of them, and they always come up with 9 times out of 10 the right play.
Yeah, he's amazing how calm he is in depending what's going on around him. I'll go back to 2003, 18-6, the final scoreline. Incredible individual performance, one of the most dominant in a grand final by Luke Prittis. Was there a moment in that match, Gowie, where you just knew you had the opportunity to enjoy the fact that you were going to be the premiers for the year?
Oh, not particular, Jimmy. Like, because you know, you're playing against the Roosters that were, you know, had a great team, and you know, they pushed us all year, and you know, as you said, we had three moments where Luke Prittis has just come up with some massive plays in the game, and that's what it's all about. It's about these guys in this Sunday game taking these opportunities, and they come around often. You know, yeah. I was giving Prittis a spray when he went down the left-hand side because I was setting up for a field goal. And I was thinking, what are you doing? He throws a 20-metre cutout and it's Luke on the chest and he goes in, you know. Yeah. Like, it's just, it's the way the game goes sometimes. And, yeah, like, you know, those memories will always stick with me, and all the boys are going to catch up on Saturday, which is a good thing for us. So, I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to that, and then obviously on Sunday going to the game and watching Penrith hopefully take the victory.
Ah, that is fantastic, all getting together. Hey, I want to ask you, mate, tonight's Dally M night. You know, 2003, the Dally M wasn't awarded. I was seeing that there's, you know, a couple of years ago there was talk about, because it was your Dally M, but because of industrial action, it didn't go ahead. What's the latest with that, Gowie, and what's your thoughts on it now that you've had a couple of decades of distance between it?
Oh, mate, I think it's dead and buried. You know, after I spoke to Graeme Ennis-Leigh last year about it, because obviously there was whispers about it and we spoke, and from their point of view, that they can't determine if I definitely want it, which is a load of shit, really. But anyway, it's, you know, sometimes it's the powers that be have got their decisions that they want to make, I don't know how they get their information. But from what I understand, it was, you know, I had won it, but, you know, that's, you know, I can't change that. You know, I thought I was doing the right thing at the time, and
yeah.
Unfortunately, it you know, again, the players' access, which is good. You know, we got more of a say, which is what we're after. And at the end of the day, you know, like I'll take the grand final win over a Dally M, but you know, it's certainly a nice accolade to have, and you know, especially with the players that have, you know, won one previously.
Yeah. No, have they given you a direct reason as to why? Like, why can't they just say?
No, they can't definitively say that I would have won it. That's what.
Right.
That's their stance. But
okay.
Obviously, what Buzz went back through, and you know, whoever did the scoring at that time, and they done their research, and I always thought it was the Daily Telegraph's Dally M that was behind it. Anyway, you know, but Yeah, I don't know, mate. Politics, you know. There's always politics and something.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it, Gary. Hey, I'm going to have to ask you, mate. Two things. Dally M tonight, so who wins that? And then the big game on Sunday, who wins that?
There's been so many good performances, you know, that throughout the year. I haven't really seen, like, a standout where you think, oh, like Tom last year or Nathan were pretty out there. You know, obviously there's talk about Benny Hunt because of, you know, he played exceptionally in the back end of the year. You know, Munster has been fantastic as well.
Yes.
You know, he's always been great for Penrith all year. And even Dylan Edwards, mate. I don't think Dylan Edwards is smoky because the amount of work that he gets through, and he's just been consistently playing at a high level. You know, Dylan just is a big smoky and just comes out and just cleans it up.
Yeah.
But, you know, I suppose that's the Penrith in me. And, I think Penrith will get the job done on Sunday. I think all the pressure's on Parramatta, you know. With all, you know, not having winning a premiership since for 36 years and all the rest of it that goes with the whole Parramatta setup. I think that all the pressure's on Parramatta to get the victory. But I think Penrith is going to be too classy in the end, and it's just going to come down to, you know, their top line players like Nathan just, you know, kicking them to death. And you know, I'm going to feel sorry for a whack up Blake because I can see a lot of bombs coming his way. You know, so and that's going to be a big thing for Gutho now, because I think Gutho's going to need to shield him, because you know, it seems like he drops one and his head goes down. And you know, for me, looking at him, his technique's a little bit out at the moment, and I think that just comes back to confidence, mate. You know, so.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be a critical part of the game.
Absolutely. Hey, Gary, great to chat, mate. Great to hear also that you're catching up with all the 2003 Premiership winners on Saturday. Enjoy the game on Sunday, and really appreciate your time today.
Thanks, Jimmy. Take it easy, buddy.
Cheers. If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to tune in from midday, Monday to Thursday, till 3 p.m. on 1170 SEN.